Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is fine with you. This is Arab English Radio, and today I have the privilege to be your host. I am Asma, and with us, we have two dear friends and guests in the studio. Welcome, brothers. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Habib at your service, representing California.
So, welcome.
My name is Sayyid Abdul Al-Musawi, and I am from the land down under.
Okay, that's very good. Welcome to the program. So pleased to have you here. Well, we're all buckled up for you to take us back to reality. Today, we're going to talk about revolutions, and we want to see if it is an essential part of human beings' way of thinking. I mean, what if there was no revolution in the world?
Is it possible even to think about that? Can there be a society, people living in a community, and there could be no such thing? Of course, with a corrupt
leader. Yes, and having brain and that intellectual faculty, then how it comes?
I don't think that it's possible, especially with the diverse communities and societies, especially when, let's talk about the Arab tribes, when they come together, for example, and, problems are going to appear if there has to be one ruler. Why that ruler? Who put that ruler? And it really just goes back to the fact of the idea of the concept of a true caliph by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, that's very true. What's your idea?
How can I talk about revolution without making it political?
It's not possible, because it's political.
Having evolutions without having...
Revolution, we're talking about evolution. Human beings could evolve, yes.
But. So you're trying to say that the guy becomes a good guy, right? He's like an oppressor and tyrant ruler, then he becomes a good guy?
Evolved into a good guy,
therefore the society evolves?
I think the concept of revolution, it's just like, what causes a revolution?
Exactly.
Do we need it? Well, I don't think we need a revolution.
We don't need a revolution?
Unless there's a cause for it.
Of course. There's always going to be a cause.
So why do people go for revolution?
Why? Obviously, to seek justice. Well, it depends on the aim of the revolution, because sometimes people, if you look at history, you've seen a lot of people who were bad, who revolted against good leaders, right? Because they just didn't like them. So I don't think it's very easy to pinpoint why people want to revolt, because sometimes, like I said, you could have an oppressed system. Look at Iran, for example. And the Shah was a bad person, and people revolted against him because they wanted a just system. Sayyid Khomeini came, gave him a system.
So they want to change. There is also another revolution, which is the inner sort of revolution.
You got all mystic. That inner revolution, that's evolution.
It could be a revolution, too. After the revolution, evolution comes.
Yeah.
Right? Evolution comes.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, when you're sleeping in your slumber for too long, like the Quran calls it in ghafla, in the mode of ghafla. Mm.
And what is ghafla? Can you please
ghafla explain just
that?
Being unaware. So you're just moving with life and just consuming, just like
unfearful of Allah.
Like you just eat and sleep.
Being unaware,
completely unaware of life, and you just don't care about anything. You're just eating and sleeping and just enjoying yourself, and you're completely missed the boat, or you're going in a different direction.
Yes.
Against the one that Allah has drawn for you. And at a certain point, you wake up and you realize, like, okay, I've done so many wrong. I've headed the wrong way. And then you've seen that you've done so much wrong, and now you have so many bad habits. And these bad habits, they're not going to die by themselves. They need you to revolt against them. Change within yourself.
So it has many steps, you mean? Personal revolution has many steps.
Obviously, everything has a step. Sunset has steps. Everything in life has a step. But I'm saying this inner revolution that you were talking about, because you have so many bad habits and so many bad things, you need to change. So you revolt against yourself and you deprive yourself.
So at first, I have to be aware of them. At first,
you have to wake up.
Yes, I have to wake up.
You have to wake up first. The poetry, he says, if the nation want to revolt, first they have to wake up and break the chains. Otherwise, you're not going to revolt. Right?
That's very true.
So waking up, obviously, is the first. Even with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his revolution, people were asleep. He wanted to wake them up.
He wanted to wake them up. So just imagine, as a person who's listening to you, I have some bad habits and I have came to the conclusion that, okay, I have to wake up. What steps do I have to take?
It depends on every person's situation. I've heard this from the student, direct student from Sheikh Al-Bahjat, actually. He stated that it took me 40 years to become a good teacher in Hausa, right? Or in that person that I am right now.
Of course, Ayatollah Bahjat was one of the greatest scholars in
Qom. This idea is very beautiful. And in Nahada Deen Lamateen, this religion is very
strong.
It's very, tight gripped. And therefore, you have to take it step by step. You're not going to wake up one day and all of a sudden become Waliullah Al-A'zam. Take it step by step, especially for the, aftermaths of it,
Talk about the steps you mentioned.
Like how my brother stated, the first thing is to actually wake up.
Wake up.
And we see that a lot in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Yes.
And that is that they always remind us of death. The Quran always reminds us of the Day of Judgment. We always see that factor in it. That's always trying to, wake up. You're not going to live forever. Yeah. You have this, you have to do this, you have to do that. When you move these chains, like how my brother mm-hmm. beautifully put it, you go into a second step, and that is gaining knowledge.
Exactly.
And that's very important. Of course, other mystics will put it in this way.
Is that waking up very easy?
Waking up is actually easy. It's in our innate, it's in our fitrah. It's in our power. All you have to do is just look and istabir, which is pretty much to take a
ibra. I disagree.
You believe it's difficult to wake up?
It depends.
I do believe so, too.
It depends, especially if you're talking about like 50 years back, 60 years back, maybe. In our modern day, waking up is the hardest thing.
Because bad things also seem to be good.
No, because you are now consumed by so many things.
By material world?
Yeah, they can't
all
even
it takes
think.
Is just, all it takes,
that, I mean,
all
you
it
have
takes
so
is just
many
one loss of family.
They're trying to keep you asleep.
I don't know.
I mean...
Wanting, look.
Just look at the world.
I understand what you're saying. There's a difference between wanting to wake up and waking up itself. Waking up itself is not that difficult. Wanting to wake up,
that's what
you're trying to say.
Yeah.
It is difficult. When you cling on to something like Pharaoh did, you cling on. It's very hard to leave.
Now we need to make it clear. What is exactly waking up? We need to make it clear. How is it? Wake up. What do we exactly
mean? That revolution happening in yourself, in your soul, in your spirit. When you want to move forward in your life and you want to run towards your purpose of life, true waking up is easy, but falling back to sleep again is also easy. That's also something
but
to
I
consider.
Mean, you're,
yes, and it's I mean, easier.
If you speak about it from a psychological perspective, right? Waking up in the way that you just made it, I don't think it's an instant thing. You require a reminder. There has to be a trigger point that
exactly.
make you go back. I'm not just sitting like playing and having fun. Like, oh, you know what? Death. Let me go back. No. So, for example, something triggers something for those people. Like, for example, who were Christians and became Muslim. Something triggered in their lives and that put them in the path of religion. And then they kept searching until they found Islam. For example, they said the stories
they were
woke. Hearing. So there has to be a trigger point.
That trigger point.
There must be something happening in their life.
Something has to trigger
the need
that.
For.
That's why I'm saying the second step is knowledge. That's what I'm saying. The second step is knowledge. The first step is like waking up. And
that's a problem. Waking up requires you to feel wanting to wake up. Wanting to wake up requires a trigger.
Okay, brothers. I think this is exactly where we're going to have a break. Don't go anywhere. Stick to us. We're coming back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Okay, welcome back to your own program, Back to Reality. We were talking about revolutions, which has two different points, inner revolution and outer revolution. The inner revolution is going to be pretty much of difficult, and it is very much tricky because the waking up is going to take some time. The need for that waking up must come at first, and then you're going to feel that you need some change in your life. Brother Habib and Brother Abdullah, we are going back to our discussion.
Said Abdullah Rush to a point where he believed that wanting to wake up needs a trigger point. And after you're awake, you have this intention, and this intention is right away. After that, you need to gain knowledge. After gaining knowledge, you act upon your knowledge. Because in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt, the true knowledge is the one that's acted upon. And when you act upon your knowledge, that's the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the purpose of your life that you want to reach. And, you know, some other mystics might claim that, first of all, you must, you know, tahalli wa tahalli, or, you know, these kinds of terminologies.
What those
that
words
use
mean?
Pretty much means that the first thing is to restrain from the obligated things, and then to do the obligated thing, to restrain from the prohibited actions, then to do the obligated actions, then to also do the recommended actions. But in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, me personally, I have not found this kind of, you know, idea and concept. I've seen the opposite. I've seen that restraining al-wara is something, yes, that what all must do, al-wara, or restraining from prohibited actions. Obligations is an obligation. There are some actions that are recommended that one must do.
So at first, there was a trigger, then we woke up, and now we're taking the steps into...
to knowledge, and then acting upon your knowledge.
Yes, so that's and now there comes this thing that you already talked about it. Can we keep it like the way it happened? I mean, now the revolution happened, and my eyes are wide open. But like the outer revolutions, you know, after some years, everything changed and I am back to the same me. What can we do to keep it the way it has changed?
That's the beauty with the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of tawbah, the doors of repentance are open. And it's very beautifully put in Dua Abi Hamza al-Thamali. I really recommend anyone who goes, enters into the nights of Layl al-Qadr, to not waste their time on doing actions that have no source to it from the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, but rather to go and recite Dua Abi Hamza al-Thamali. And in it, Mali, that part, Mali, kullama qultu qad sulihat sarirati. Every time I say that I have become a good person, I have woken up, I am becoming a good person.
Something happens.
Some disaster happens and makes me slip and I fall back down. لَعَلَّكَ عَنْ بَابِكَ طَرَدْتَنِي. Maybe you have kicked me out of your door. Then he says, then he continues with that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's waking up you, it's not waking up your sense of you wanting to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So after the revolution, we have to be connected with God.
We remain connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to always believe and put this in your mind that you always have the chance to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you sinned and left and fell asleep 1,000, 1 billion times, I don't know, countless times, if you fall into that sleep, there's still that chance of you connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But hasten to it. Don't take your time with it.
Yes, and of course, there's no revolution without a breakage. You should break yourself and then come to the conclusion.
I do agree. I do agree to some extent. Because sometimes, even when we wake up, a lot of people, like she said, that their sister, that they fall back into sleep. And when they fall heavy, right? Because sometimes it's Shaitan himself, he lets you change, he lets you wake up, and he lets you grow. And once you grow, he breaks you down to an extent that you can't get up anymore. So one of the ulama, he says, the Shaitan, he allows the tree to grow older, and once you cut an older tree, it will not grow anymore.
Cuts it from the root.
That's it, it's not going to grow anymore. So you cut it, and even from the middle, it will not grow anymore. But if it's a small tree and you unplug it, will grow back again because it's tiny, right? So it's, it has the potential to grow. But once you fall, that's it, you're gone. So the danger of waking up and not maintaining your state of awareness, it could be devastating.
A very nice point. You put it very beautifully. Thank you, dear guests. This was all we talked about revolution. The first step to revolution, the inner revolution that we talked about, was to wake up, to know that you're in need of a change. You have to change into a better person. And then you have to be linked and connected to God. That's the only way to keep it alive. Thank you for listening to us. Until another session, I leave you to the protection of God.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لا التي أما رايز أكان لتصيد دين عيتك وانس أكان.